We are learning Masechta Sota, Daf Yudal Amud Aleph, and we're beginning two lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Gimel Beis, Vayikvo Yisrei Begaya. I just want to speak out, at the end of yesterday's Daf, we learned about the Hespedim, the different Malachim were saying, and one of the Hespedim was that they said the Pasuk, Vayomas Moshe Eved Elikim. That's what it says in the Pasuk. And the Shaila is, why is that called a Hesped? It's a Pasuk in the Torah, Vayomas Shom Moshe Eved Hashem, Beretz Moav Pi Hashem. So some say the Eved Hashem part was the Hesped, and some say Vayomos is Vay Meis. That was a lotion of Hesped. Vay, woe to us that he died. Same thing for the next pasuk, the next member that Simalion Omer, Vayomos Shom Moshe Safarab. Also, in the Ein Yaakov, the lotion of Vayomos is Vay Meis, which means woe to us that Moshe Rabbeinu died. So now we're going to the bottom of the Amud, which says in the pasuk, two lines on the bottom, Vayikpa Oysoi Begai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu buried Moshe Rabbeinu Begai, Be'eretz Moav, Mul Beis Par. And Eretz Moav, Keneged Beis Par. Omar Brachia, Simon Sech Simon. The Torah gave a lot of simonim where he was buried. And still, no one knows exactly where the burial place of Moshe Rabbeinu is. The Kvar Shulchan Malchus Harisha, which is the Romans, sent Eitzel Gistrosh of Beis Par. They sent to the governor of Beis Par, Harenu Heichon Moshe Kavar, show us where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried. And why they want to know? So the Mepharshim say, because they wanted to destroy the Kaver. Why? Because since they planned on destroying the Beis HaMikdash, they wanted to make sure that they have no place to daven to save the Beis HaMikdash. We'll see soon in the Gemara that if they would have davened by the Kaver of Moshe Rabbeinu, then Moshe Rabbeinu would have davened for them and the Beis HaMikdash would not have been Charev. So therefore, the Romans want to get a hold of the Moshe's Kaver and destroy it. So the minister showed them, the governor showed them a certain place, Omdul Maila. So the Malchus HaRisha, the Romans, the Shaliach of the Romans went higher up, Nidblem Lamata. Looked like the cave was on the bottom. Lamata went down on the bottom of the mountain. Nidblem Lamata looked like it was on top of the mountain. Anywhere they went, they couldn't. Nechlu Shtei Kitas, they brought two groups of people to check this out. Oizim Shayim Dil Maila, Nidblem Lamata. The ones who were standing up on top looked like the cave was on the bottom. Lamata Dilamaila, Lakaim Ashnamar, Lakaim, what the Pasuk says, well, Yada Ish Es Kurosai. Karas Baruch said, no one knows where the cave is, there's no way to find it. Rav Chaim Bachrin Oma, Af Moshe Rabbeinu, any day he can cover. Even Moshe Rabbeinu himself does not know where he's buried. Ksiv Hachas says, the Pasuk gave, well, Yada Ish Es Kurosai. The Ksiv Hassam says, there also we see it called Moshe Rabbeinu Ish, Vizoy Sabracha Asher. It says there in the Pasuk, when it talks about Moshe Rabbeinu, Zayis Abracha, Asher Berech Moshe, Ish Olikim. You see, we use the Lashon of Ish in both places. So you see, even Moshe Rabbeinu does not know where he is buried. Zok Tumar Avayta, Parma Avcham Barachnina, Pemanik Vamoshe Eitzel Beis Par. Why was Moshe buried near Beis Par? Kadei Lechapa Mais Par, to Mechapa on the Avera of Maisa Par. And Tosis brings down Umedesh Agadah Zok Tosis Tap Tosis B'chol Shana V'Shana Be'is Shechotu Yishol B'nai Smoyev Be'is Yiparek Beis Par L'mayelok L'katrik. Every year at the anniversary of the Chet of Klal Yisrael, the Beis Par comes to Mekatrik and Klal Yisrael L'haska Avon U'ksheroye Kivrei Shem Moshe. When they see the Kaver of Moshe Chosef V'shakeya, then the Mekatrik goes away. Shem Moshe Rabbeinu knocks them out. Moshe Rabbeinu's Koyach is still here. And that, since we have the cave of Moshe Rabbeinu still, it helps out to Mechapa every year, that once a year, for the Avera of Beis Par, which comes to Mekatrik every year. Ba'amah, the story of Beis Par was in the Midbar, where the Yidim were over on the Avodah Zarah of Beis Par when they were Mezana with the Neshem Midyan, at the end of Parashas Balak, and the Keterah tells us about the story there. Ba'amah, B'chama, B'china, there's a memory here in the Gemara that's missing. I'm going to read what's missing. The Bach puts it in. And V'omer Avcham Baruch Hinel, I'm going to read it from the Bach. This Gemara that's missing, it was taken out of the Gemara. And the Gemara goes like this. V'eman nister kivrei shel Moshe v'ene basav adam. Why taka the Karas Baruch Hu make that no one knows where his cave is? Zok the Gemara, v'eshe golu v'yadua. I'm reading the Bach's Girsa again. V'eshe golu v'yadua v'ene Karas Baruch Hu. She osses beis ha-mikash shechar v'legolos Yisrael me'atzam. We know that Karas Baruch Hu knew one day that he's in a Bimachir Beis HaMikdash, and send Eden to Golos. And what's the problem? Shemi Yevoyu L'Kvuruas HaShal Moshe, and maybe the Eden will go to the Kever HaMoshe, Ba'is HaShal, V'yamdu V'chia, they're going to daven, V'ischanu L'Moshe, V'yamu L'Moshe Beinu, Amoyed V'tfilo Badeinu, daven for us. Ba'im Ed Meshe, Moshe, Mevatel HaSagzera, Moshe will stand up, and Mevatel HaSagzera, Pesha, Chavivim, Tzadikim, Yisosim, Yosim, Mechayim. Could Tzadikim are even more powerful, the more Chavad, the more beloved, even B'misam, even more than the chayim. She came out the mitzvah b'shal shal yishal b'midvar, b'sarchu b'maseim, v'asa egel. You see, the Eden in the midvar did an egel. Kosa HaKadosh Baruch Hu yishal, v'alam ha'yishal, herif ben nevash b'idem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yishal, I want to kill them. Kama stikam ha'yishal b'yishal, a lot of stikam in that door, but kama chasidim. Moshe, Aaron, Yeshua, Elder, the maid, Vayan, Zakein, and Vashar, Chomot, Meidem, Lay also a Shvilam, Lay Bittal Xeri, El Mashal Moshe, only because of Moshe. So you see that the Kayach Moshe had. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to have a cave with him, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt it was a purpose for the Eden to get this Einish, and he didn't want him to go daven to Moshe. And that's why he made it. No one knows where the cave of Moshe Rabbeinu is. Vom Rav Chama, back to our Gemara. My Dechsiv, what's behind the pasuk that says, Achrei Hashem Lekechem Telechu. Go after Hashem Lekechem. It sounds like, get close to Hashem Lekechem. V'chi evshu lo l'odom l'halach ach ha-shchina. Is it possible to go right after the shchina? V'lek v'arnamek, Hashem Lekecha, ish ha-ich lahu. Hashem, the fire of getting near the shchina will burn a person up. So what does it mean, get close to Hashem? Ella, what it means is, to walk after him, it means, lahalik acha midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To go after the midas, to follow, to copy the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mahu malbish arumim, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is malbish arumim, he gives clothing to the people who need clothing. Yas Hashem alikim la'odim lishin kosasar, v'yabishim, it says, after the chait of the Eitz Hadas. Hashem made for Adam costly sar, and he dressed them. Af ata halbish arumim, you also, people need clothing, give them clothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mavaka Achayla. The Chassid, it says in the Pasuk, Vayera Elov Hashem V'loi Neim Amrei, that Hashem came to visit Avraham Avinu after his Mila. You also Mavaka Achayla. And Adar, we learn from here, even more, we know there's a din and that's brought down the Rambam, wrote down the Darim, that even a Godol Eitzel Katan, even a big person or older person, should Mavaka a younger person. You see this from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, went to Mavaka Achayla to Avraham Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nichem aveil, mechsiv it says in the pasuk, v'yi achrei mois Avram, v'varach l'kimas Yitzchak v'noi, he went to Menachem Ovel, Yitzchak, afat Menachem aveilim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kovim meisim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kovim meisim, v'chsiv v'yik bar yisav v'gai, afat kovim meisim. So you see four examples of midos that you should follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Menachem Avsharumim, to Bimvaka Choyla, to Menachem Ovel, and to be kovim meisim. So once we mentioned about Kostas Ar, the Gemara brings in a few drushes about that. Kostas Ar, What was this made out of? What was this clothing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made out of? Other region, what was it made out of? Rav Shmuel, Charamar Dava Abomina Ar, something that came from Ar, which is wool. V'charamar Dava Sh'ar Nenemenu, which is pistol, which is linen, which comes from the ground, but it's something that the skin is nena from it. So it's like if it was wool clothing or clothing made out of pistol and out of linen. Actually, Rashi and Chumash brings in another tzad that Kostas Ar means it was like skin tight. Doris Rav Shmuel, Torah Tchilas Gemilas Chasadim. By the beginning of the Torah, the first parashah in Torah has Gemilas Chasadim. The Seifah Gemilas Chasadim. The last parashah in Torah has Gemilas Chasadim. Tchilas Gemilas Chasadim. So the Yasa Hashem Alikim LaAdam Lishtei Kosher Zar VaAbishe. That you see that Hashem closed Adam and Chava. So you see it was Gemilas Chasadim in the parashah Bereishis. The Seifah. And the end of the Torah, Zayis Abrach, also you find Gemilas Chasadim. Could you find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu buried Moshe Rabbeinu? Doros Rav Simloi, Imam Nisav Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Eretz Yisrael. Why does Moshe Rabbeinu want to go to Eretz Yisrael? Does he have to eat from the Paris? He wants the Paris? Or he wants to get the good stuff in Eretz Yisrael? I think he needs that. There's a lot of mitzvahs, Klai Yisrael and Stavu, and some of them are only Eretz Yisrael. For example, mitzvahs of Tulis Bar, like Chumas Maestris, and Binyamis Mikdosh, so on and so forth. He says, I want to go into Eretz Yisrael, not for the Paris. I want to come to Eretz Yisrael so I should be able to Mekayim the mitzvahs. And the Mefarshim, the Chinuch, and all the Mefarshim say that it's right from here. You should not say in the Al Hamichya Bracha that Lechom Priyah was Zoyim with Tavah. Why should we say that in the bracha, if that's not a good thing, I don't say that's a good thing. Why don't you eat the Paris? That's not sound like that's a good thing. That was not a good thing. It sounds from our Gemara. So the Bach and the Beis Yosef both say that we do have that girsa, and they fa'em for the girsa. The Beis Yosef says that the ikar part of the bracha is that we want to eat from the Paris, l'spayim v'tavah. Why? To make the bracha on it. That's what it means. That's the ikar emphasis when we're saying ala michya. The Bach goes a little different mahalach. The Bach says the mahalach is because once Eretz Yisrael was makudish, then to eat the Paris alone, that alone is a mitzvah. To eat the Paris from a place that's kedusha Eretz Yisrael could bring kedusha to the person. That alone has kedusha. That's why we say it in the ala michya. And that's the minute we say it in the ala michya bracha. But upon him, the Gemara says that's not why Moshe wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. He didn't want to go in for the Paris, and he didn't want to go. And he wanted to go in. Why? He wanted to carry the mitzvahs. So Amalek Kares Baruch Hu Klumat Avakas Olakav Eschar. What do you want to go to Eretz Yisrael? You want the Eschar? Mal Ani Alecha Ki Ilu Asisim. I am going to make Ilu. You did all those mitzvahs, and you'll get the Eschar for that. Shenema, it says the pasuk. It's a long pasuk. Gemara is dash the whole pasuk in regards to Moshe. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya. The pasuk says Lechein Achalek Lo Berabim Vesatzumim Yichalek Shalom Tachas. And now the Gemara will go through every line of his pasuk explaining it's going on Moshe Rabbeinu. The first part of pasuk, lechein achalek loy berabim, which means I'm going to give you schar like the rabbim. I give you a lot of schar. Maybe only like the gedolim of the later years. Not like the avos. I'm going to give you schar like the avos. Maybe not. You're going to split the loot together with the atzumim. Who are atzumim? Kavram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Shem, atzumim, b'Torah, mitzvahs. Who are very strong in Torah mitzvahs. Then the pasuk goes further. Why? Tachas Shahero lomos nafshay. You know why he's getting all the schar? Because he was meisa nefesh v'klai Yisrael. When? Shemosa atzmoy lemisa. Shenema, it says in the pasuk that if you don't be mechapa on klai Yisrael of the eagle, I am mechein o mesifrucha, erase me from the sefers. You see, he was meisa nefesh. Which means Shenimna Mesa Midbar. He got counted with the people who did Averas. He died with the Mesa Midbar, even though he didn't do any Avera, the same Avera as the Mesa Midbar. But still, he was counted with them and he died with them. But who Chet Rab Nasa? He was brought on a kapara of the Chet of the Rab. What is that? Shekipar Mesa Egel. There's Mechap on the Mesa Egel for Klai Yisrael. And the end of the pasuk says, "Well, poishim yafkia," which means she begins lashon tefila. She begins rachma poishim yisrael. She yachzav b'tshuva. He davened for the poishim yisrael. The yidden who did averis, he davened they should do tshuva. Ve'im bekia el tefila. Bekia means tefila. She names in the pasuk. Va'ata al tosfal ba'ad omazah. Va'altisa ba'adam rino tefila. Va'altafkia be. So you see, lashon tafkia be is lashon of tefila, and that whole pasuk is dashon damoishim. How does he get all the schar? Because he worked out a kapara for the eagle. He davened for the Rishon. He took one for Klai, so he died in the Midbar. And therefore, he's going to get schar the same much as Avram, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. Hadun aloch perek amekane le'ishtoi beli neder.